girl, I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good, I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good, I got a year.
Oh, yeah, this is where I say, yeah, I feel nice like sugar and spice. We've got Dr. Shivank Bhatia on the phone. Dr. Bhatia, hope I made it through that okay.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Dr. Bhatia is an interventional radiologist at UHealth, and he's been doing some great research. I really don't want to talk over all the great points that he's about to make. So, doctor, I'm over 50, got lots of friends over 50, and a couple of them are fighting prostate issues right now. Let's get right down to it. What's going on with what you're doing, and let's get it out there to everybody.
Sounds great, Jim. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
My pleasure.
So I'm an interventional radiologist, which is a subspecialty of medicine where physicians perform minimally invasive procedures under imaging guidance via very small incisions, which often lead to very few complications than conventional surgical techniques. So we have a new technique for treating enlarged prostate or BPH. And just to clarify, this is not related to prostate cancer. This is just for patients who have enlarged prostate, which is a very, very, very common condition. It's
like 50% of the people, the men over 50, right?
Correct. Okay. It affects more than 50% of men over 50. And it's at least over 15 million men in the United States suffer from lower urinary tract symptoms related to benign enlargement of the prostate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sit there every night, and when I think, first of all, I sit there and I'm totally afraid of when's the night going to start, when I'm going to wake up 3, 4, 5, 6 times a night. So far, thank God, not yet.
Great. So it's just a matter of when. It's not like, you know.
Oh, gee, thank you, doctor.
I'm sorry.
Now you're... Larry, get this guy off the show. I don't want to hear that anymore. I'm just kidding. No. Take the finger off the button. Okay, doctor. So now you're down there. The guy's got symptoms. You've taken your finger cot. You've figured out he's got a prostate that's a little swollen. I mean, first of all, people got to get checked before you can do anything, right?
Correct. So we have an excellent multidisciplinary team here at University of Miami. So I'm an interventional radiologist, but we work very closely together with a urologist. And what we do is we have these kind of like joint clinics where patients come in for evaluation with us as well as they go to urologist. As all of us know that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. So all the patients who come in will not be candidate for a particular type of procedure for prostate. So we get all the baseline kind of tests done in urology, and then we evaluate the patients for what kind of treatment is best for them.
Well, doctor, so then if everybody needs a different treatment because one size does not fit all, what are the range of treatments? I mean, well, you go ahead.
Correct. So the range of treatments from urological perspective till now have been like conventional surgery, which is a transurethral resection of prostate, where essentially the urologist goes through the urethra and kind of resects a portion of the prostate gland, which is causing the obstruction to the outflow of the urine, and they relieve that obstruction. However, that surgery is considered gold standard, but it comes with its own risk. It comes with complications such as risk of impotence, bleeding, risk of sexual dysfunction.
Like being on Cialis for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. So I gotcha. Those... Guys, we understood that.
Okay, great. So what? Now let's move on to what I am doing. So this procedure is a relatively new procedure, which is called prostate embolization.
Well, wait. Now, if it's new, how many places in Florida even offer it?
It's only 2 places in Florida.
Okay, you and someplace else.
In Tampa, yes.
Okay, well, I ain't going to Tampa. It's a long drive
for
to sit on one
Florida,
of those
we are
things.
The only one.
Okay. So now what is it that you're doing so that I don't have to take Cialis?
Okay, so what we are doing, the procedure is called prostate embolization. And what essentially embolization means is you are reducing or essentially cutting off a blood supply to the organ. So it's a minimally invasive, kind of a non-surgical procedure, which is performed on outpatient basis in interventional radiology suite at University of Miami. And in this procedure, we put a small catheter or a tube through the artery in the groin, and it goes into the blood supply of the prostate gland. And once we are there, we confirm the position, and then we inject some small spherical PVA or polyvinyl alcohol particles. And what that does is it essentially cuts off the blood supply, and it causes the prostate gland to shrink in size. So we are essentially reversing the cycle.
Yeah, but that sounds a lot less painful than the first thing you said. And is the person still at least somewhat asleep while you're doing this?
Well, it's like a twilight. So
okay,
you know, like
I've had the twilight things. You don't remember.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you don't remember.
It's essentially a painless procedure.
Great.
Yeah, and so the prostate gland reduces in size like 30 to 40% from the baseline. And patients usually notice significantly better voiding with like no straining, and much, much, much better quality of life within 2 to 3 weeks after the procedure. And we usually take patients off of the medications at around 4 weeks after the procedure. And, of course, it does not come with any side effects of surgery. Like
that was my question.
Yeah. So there is like no incontinence, no bleeding, no sexual dysfunction, none of those side effects.
Wow. Sounds to me like you're what every guy that's got this issue's kind of been waiting for, because you look at those commercials and you go, "Oh my God, I hope that's not me."
Correct, correct. So it's like a breakthrough, you know, which is
Good, because I said it was a breakthrough. So I'm glad you backed me up on that.
Yep, thank you.
Oh no, listen, we're so thrilled to have you. You know, I get on the phone on the thing and I talk about UHealth. It's breakthrough medicine. It's collaborative care. Well, here it is. You made a breakthrough. You got like funded for a study a while back, right?
Correct.
So we are funded
still
for a study.
Enrolling for this multi-center trial. And we are one of the leading sites for an FDA-approved clinical trial where University of Miami is still enrolling the patients for the trial.
So wait a minute now. So people can call in and get to be part of this. Well, okay, what's the phone number? And we got to go slow and say it a couple times, and I'm going to kill a little time while people get pens. Guys, get your pencil. Well, I guess that was get your pencil. Yeah, I know. I got to just say it now. Get your pencil ready. Oh, did I really just say that? Okay, doctor, everybody's got their pencil ready. What are the numbers?
Okay, great. So the number is 305-243-3404.
34, I got it, 3404. It's 305-243-3404, right?
Perfect.
Okay.
And you can ask for Leah.
Okay. And, doctor, one more time, this is all done at the central campus down by UHealth?
Correct. This is all done here down in the central campus, yes.
Okay. Well, I want to go over it. Somebody may have tuned in late. There's a bunch of different procedures that you can get for a prostate problem, but a lot of them have side effects. Doctor, yours doesn't. One little quick, we got about a minute left. If you could go through it one more time so that the people who are listening that just tuned in could hear again what makes you different.
Absolutely. Thank you. So this procedure is, again, done by an interventional radiologist at UHealth, and it's called prostate embolization, where we go in from a very small incision in the groin, and under imaging or X-ray guidance, we put a small tube into the vessel or the blood supply of the prostate gland, and then we inject innumerable tiny beads into the prostate gland or kind of like microspheres. And what that does is it shrinks the prostate gland by 30 to 40% in size, and most patients report significantly better voiding and much better quality of life within as early as 2 weeks after the procedure with virtually almost no side effects. What they usually feel is like, you know, some amount of burning after the procedure for first week, but that's pretty much it.
Well, listen, I'm going to translate it into guy talk here, everybody. If you're having a problem with peeing a lot or not peeing enough or pee any issues, go see these people because you don't know what's going on. It could be a tumor, could be something worse. You don't know, an infection. But the number one thing is get it checked out because early treatment gives you the best chance for an outcome. And you heard the doctor say it. He works at UHealth Consulting. And with Breakthrough Medicine, my gosh, Dr. Bhatia, you're the definition of what Dean Goldschmidt's trying to do over there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. One more time, I would like to repeat the number.
Oh, where... two more times, because remember, the Jets fans write slowly.
Absolutely.
So guys, get your writing implement out and get ready to write this down. Most important number for you and your family. Go, Doc.
305-243-3404.
Dr. Shivank Bhatia.
Correct.
Oh, thank you. You know,
my heart. Anyone can search on the web for prostate embolization, South Florida.
Oh, yeah. Prostate artery embolization, South Florida. UHealth leads in that. Doctor, thank you so much for bringing this to our show. I look forward to meeting you socially, hopefully not professionally.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank
okay,
for
thanks
me.
For having a great sense of humor. This was a great segment. Really appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Okay, guys, we'll be back after this. Ladies, too, we're going to talk about how to bring water to the desert. We'll be back after this with my friend, Uri Mann, talking about crystal lagoons.